We're here at the end of the Malin stage. The leading crews have just completed the 17.68 kilometres off the first run around this Donegal Classic in very dry conditions. We're told that the air temperature is around 20 degrees in there. The tyre temperature is 28 degrees. And we've got joint leaders after the opening stage of this event. The defending champions, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, and John Armstrong, who's doing this event alongside Donegal's Shane Byrne, have an identical time of 7 minutes 26.8 seconds coming through that Malin test. Devine, of course, in the Fabia that he won last year. Armstrong here in the M Sports supported Ford Fiesta Rally 2, but an equal time. Callum was happy enough with his run, his opening run for this rally, just bedding himself in. So was John. He called it an okay run. So he did come in off Malin, given that he hadn't had much testing done on the tarmac in the car, but both satisfied with their opening times. We're all keeping an eye on Hayden Padden and David Moynihan. Padden, of course, the two-time ERC champion, and he's not too far off the pace. Just 1.9 seconds adrift, almost 2 seconds slower. 7:28.7 was the time there for Hayden Padden, who said coming off the stage that it was tricky, very bumpy in there in Malin, and he's just finding his feet, of course, with his Hyundai i20 here in Donegal. David Kelly, who finished third last year with Arthur Cairns on board in the Volkswagen Polo, they had the fourth fastest time of 7:29.9 and just 0.3 of a second behind them was the first of the Yaris cars, Marian Evans and Jared Conway. They finished runners up last year. They wrap up the top five. Outside of that, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, they had the sixth quickest time, 7:33. Josh saying as he came off the stage that the tires started to go off a bit towards the end. Then we have William Creighton and Liam Regan, seventh overall in the Yaris, 7:33.5 was the time there. 6.7 seconds slower than the leading duo, and William just wasn't happy with that opening stage. He says he's got a bit of work to do. It's very bumpy in there in Malin, and he's going to try and reset now for the next stage. So the rest of the top 10 unofficially is Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in the Skoda 8th. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty are in 9th. They were separated by just 1.7 seconds in there in Malin, and James Ford and Neil Shanks, the Crosswater visitors in the Citroen C3, are wrapping up the top 10 at the moment, with the likes of Kevin Eaves sitting in 12th, Joseph McGonigal's 14th, Aidan Ray 15th, Matthew Boyle 16th, Ryan McHugh in 17th, and we're still waiting on the modified times in the crews to come our way here at the end of the stage. But I can tell you Cahan McCourt has lost a lot of time in there due to a puncture. It's his first run out in the Skoda Fabia R5, and his time was 11:58, so he's lost a lot of time, 4.5 minutes down on the leaders, who after stage one are Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda, the defending champions, and John Armstrong and Shane Byrne. They are sitting equal on 7:26.8 as they head to stage two, Greg, which is Mamore Gap, and they're due on stage there at about 12:10, and we'll be back with another update real soon from the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally, which is reveling already in the sun after just one stage for the leaders.